Spanish speakers in the Bay Area now have a new health care provider they can understand. Julio Ochoa with Health News Florida reports Clinisanitas, which calls itself Tampa's first multicultural medical center.
If the new clinic's name didn't give it away, the live performers in the waiting room for its grand opening sure did. Clinisanitas on West Hillsborough Avenue isn't just another walk-in clinic. Its staff is 100% bilingual, and though it provides urgent care, the clinic really aims to be your family doctor. The concept is a household name in Colombia, where it started. Dr. Federico Kalman is one of three doctors on staff at the clinic. He says he once worked at a local hospital emergency room, where he was the only physician who spoke Spanish.
The healthcare experience is transformed completely when you have somebody that can respond to you in your own language. It's definitely a key that, in my opinion, impacts in the outcome.
The Tampa clinic where he works isn't the first in Florida. Three others are operating in the Miami area. They are a partnership between Colombia-based Sanitas, which has similar facilities all over South America, and GuideWell, the parent company of Florida Blue. The insurance company got involved to steer patients who come into the clinic for urgent care to a primary care doctor who can focus on preventative care. Adriana Murillo works for Clinisanitas, but she's also a patient at one of the Miami clinics. A native of Colombia, she says the clinics help connect the cultural and linguistic needs of the Hispanic community in Florida. In Tampa, that means providing Spanish-speaking doctors in a region where they may be hard to find.
If I can't really express myself and you don't speak my language, it's going to be very hard for me to follow your advice, and I'm going to be less likely to get better.
She admits the clinic's focus on creating a doctor-patient relationship took some getting used to. 20 to 30 minutes one-on-one with a doctor is typical for each appointment.
There's a long conversation, and I wasn't used to that. It was a completely new experience to me to actually spend half an hour with a doctor.
Walking through the new Tampa clinic, the waiting room looks and feels more like a hotel lobby. Receptionists greet walk-in patients or people who have come in for an appointment to see their regular doctor.
These are all exam rooms in this area?
There are rooms for ultrasounds, x-rays, and EKGs to help patients avoid trips to see specialists. Murillo says there are special rooms for children with cartoon characters on the walls and games for them to play.
We can take care of the entire family, not just, adults, seniors, but also the kids.
There's also a space similar to an emergency room's triage area with three beds separated by curtains. Here, doctors can monitor patients suffering from fever, abdominal pain, or infections for up to 6 hours to see if they improve. Doctors can order labs, x-rays, and ultrasounds and view the results immediately. While the Clinisanitas concept focuses a lot on language, Florida Blue spokeswoman Christy DeNave says reducing costs is also a priority. For those insured by Florida Blue, much of the care is free, including sick visits, diagnostics, labs, and specialists who are on site.
We want to incentivize members to use a location like this because they're going to take care of the patient as a whole.
For those who visit the clinic without a Florida Blue policy, the out-of-pocket prices are comparable to other walk-in clinics. The difference is Spanish speakers should walk away understanding what they paid for. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
Health News Florida presents Price Check, a guide to actual health care costs. Check out our database and share your price experiences at WUSF.org/pricecheck.